So, a compensation board meeting, we must hold them at least annually and the purpose is to review other counties and make a recommendation for the upcoming fiscal year to the county commissioners for pay. This process, Scott, I don't know if you've done it quite so much, but it usually doesn't take very long, just looking at numbers and making a recommendation, which ultimately the commissioners decide, but we don't have evaluation yet to know if we can do what the recommendation is, so it always seems kind of silly. But I'm going to go through just the outline I put together. To begin with, there's a salary spreadsheet on each of the four tables. I just made four of them. It's from fiscal year 2024, showing compensation across counties in Montana, at least the ones that reported. I wish there was a more up-to-date one, but that was what the most recent one we found online. So everyone can kind of look at that and compare where we are with other counties. And then also the next sheet underneath the meeting outline was a nice budget sheet. It's really colorful. Marley printed them out. It shows our current budget, what 3% and 5% would look like, and how much it would cost the county. And then behind that is a 3% and a 5% breakdown. So I'll just give everyone a few minutes to look at those numbers.
I think we're like third from the bottom. Yeah. But we're also tiny too, so I mean, I'm not understanding.
I didn't see that one. I know it's huge.
I think it's in there.
Oh, within it? Well, that's okay. It's too late now. But I didn't look through that multiple thing. It's short of the stuff that applied to us. Fiscal year 2025.
Yeah. Is that folder there?
Because
I think the schedule was just in.
Was in there. That's why I didn't print it for everyone.
That's a mega pack. What they make an hour.
Oh, I'm overpaid on work. I go $20 an hour.
5% would put us at 20.
I thought we'd given Megan a raise since 24. We added to hers.
I think that was in 24, wasn't it?
No, I thought that was in 24. Last year we added something to it.
She's got 11, it's like 1,050. Maybe I just put the wrong year in there. We'll just put 25 on there. Oh, yeah, and see, I even have the wrong amount on Megan's. It's 1,050.
Okay, you can keep looking at all the numbers. But on the outline, I listed what past year's compensation board recommended, kind of see where we were at. And also the cost of living adjustments, we kind of just look at COLA. I know it's not a great determining factor, but a little bit of guidance. This year, it was increased 2.8. I don't know what the next year's predictions are, but once everyone's kind of looked through it, we'll allow department heads to give any comments or their thoughts. Looking at it, but I guess we'll maybe kind of start on the right to left from my direction. Marley, do you have any input you'd like to add as a department head for regarding compensation?
I know that we have to do raises based on valuations. Like I do the budget, so I know what goes into it. I would like the county to continue to consider longevity, just because we are getting a lot of people just a little like, hey, we thank you for your service, because it really does, when you get a new people in here, it takes time to train the new people and to do that. And it's kind of unfair to some of those that have been here for like 10 years, because they're making the exact same as the new people. And so that, or maybe we need to look at possibly doing like some sort of stair step motivation program. Like if you stay this many years, then you get this. We're kind of at the point now, I think, that we could start enforcing that. I think some sort of longevity or something for those that have been here. We have a few of us now, and I don't know how long you've been here, Hannah, but I know like between the treasurer's office and myself, or not treasurer's office, just my office, there's a couple of us that have been here for 10 years, and that would be across the board for all employees, not just one, certain employees. Another thing I would like the board to consider, and maybe this is more of like a budget thing, the county sheriff wage. We currently have a sheriff that has lots of certifications and things like that. And according to statute 742503C, the commissioners can allow for an additional stipend. He is very qualified, and I think that needs to be a consideration for him, because he does have 30 years in law enforcement, and he is running on the ticket for this next year. So
just and we are low compared to other counties.
We are very low. Yeah. I think it was $10,000 less for starting deputy wage in Rosebud County. So, just, you know, with qualifications and whatnot, I believe that he should.
And there is kind of a newer subsection in the compensation board's or salary schedule that
yeah.
C that she just referenced that didn't used to be there.
I will say that we have a very good working staff. I know Julie just got Mariska here, and we're happy to have her, but just how the offices work in correlation with one another, it's very nice. We have a good staff, and it'd be nice to keep those people. So that's my goal, is to keep them here. So, and that's all I have.
Thank you. On the longevity topic, you kind of looked into that, was it last
year? I presented it last year. It was a little extra work, so I didn't even bring it about. Sure. But I know it would be one of those things. It's based on compensation or on the valuations. I just want it to be considered, and I'll probably keep asking for it to be considered.
All right.
I have a question in regards to the sheriff. This is in addition to his base, right?
Yeah, so... Right.
So the undersheriff will not get...
No.
It won't lift the base.
No.
It's a bonus.
So he still gets his longevity, but it's right. Just when he starts with the county. So even with the 1%, I mean, of course, he's not getting it yet, but even with 1%, it's not very much.
Right. So. I just didn't know how, because obviously the undersheriff's paid off.
Mm-hmm. And does it say? Yeah, it would be on top of kind of like how I get an extra for multi-title and Julie gets extra and stuff like that. And it's at commissioner's discretion on how much they would want. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have anything more you wanted to comment on, Erin?
So I just
was curious on that one.
Right.
Yeah. So anything as a department head?
Oh, I'm a one-man show, so I don't have anybody to lobby for, except everybody else, and there should be some longevity.
Yeah.
I think I didn't realize that the new folks got what the people who've been here 10 years got. I did not realize that.
Mm-hmm. I think some, like the probationary
period. Probationary period is lower. Right. Yeah, they start.
In 6 months.
They're making what everybody makes. As, yeah. Yeah.
Which is nice when the movie is over.
Yeah.
I always wanted that too.
Okay, anybody else have comments, thoughts?
I thank Marley for what she said. It's a little bit of a kind of a foreign language to me at this point on how everything is figured out, but it's just really not my character and makeup to ask for a raise in a job that I've only been doing for a month and a half. So so anything I would appreciate, but at this point I'm renting out really. I mean, I don't even know where I'm at yet. So.
We used to be really constrained kind of in how much we could pay, but that statute with it being changed here, it does kind of open the door for the sheriff to.
Yeah, it is quite a, it is quite a bit. I mean, I know I was in Rosebud, and I know that Treasure County and Rosebud County are, it's apples and oranges.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to tax base, so I understand that as well. But
yeah, do you know if Julie had anything she wanted to add?
Maybe let me go.
Commissioners.
Well, I've never liked it that you can start here and in 6 months you're the same as the people that have devoted a life to it. And I know it's all in the titles and the statutes and those percentages, because I just don't like how the pay is. And there's no, you can't reward on merit. It's, everybody is the same. I don't like that. Because you can get a personality that...
So she is with a customer, but she said she backs what I said. So.
Anyway, you can just show up and get the same pay as the person who gives the extra effort. And that's government pay across the board. It's not unique to here. That's just the way government works. And I know it has to do with the titling and all that, with the statutes and different things. Because, I look at even our road department. When we do hire on this other position, if we find a qualified applicant, he gets the same as those that have been here serving forever.
I mean, we can technically start lower.
Mm-hmm. But you're not going to get any.
Right.
To get good applicants.
Yeah,
double-edged sword. Right.
So that being said, I put a call in this morning to Pam Walling because I really would like the one thing we can't control that is a great benefit to our employees is our health care. But it continues to go up, and we discussed it lightly last year, a health reimbursement account, but that would be if we establish something like that, we cap what we pay on health care,
But this extra amount, a health reimbursement account, along with the HSA, gives some non-taxable benefits to our employees that would be a beneficial thing. And so
it's on top of a whole thing?
Yeah, and so you can use it for like your preventative care and things. And your the HSA is owned by the employee, but a health reimbursement account is the employer. But it's different than a flex account where it's use it or lose it.
Right.
The HRA is a different thing that I think we could look at that to, because, you know, it's much like we did with our property insurance. It is what it is. We have to have it, and they give you the cost. And I don't want to take away health benefits from our employees, but they just keep, it just keeps going up.
Yeah.
And it makes it to where it's a very hard to budget with. Because, again, Pam comes in and tells us our cost, and we're all like, well, here we go.
We don't have another option.
Yes.
We have to take it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm waiting for a call back from her, because I think that could be something that could, because I'm nervous. I'll be honest. I'm very nervous about valuations with this new property tax rules that have come in.
Yeah. I was going to ask if anybody had opinions on how valuations.
Because it hit the news last night on Q2 about these mobile home taxes. A lot of them doubled.
Yeah.
Because people did not fill out their property tax relief and those things. Now, we all know there's going to be remedies. We all know it's an election year, and everything's in flux. But,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Randy and Shelley, thank you for being our resident taxpayers. We need at least two. So, thank you for coming today. Do you guys have any thoughts, comments? Mm-hmm. I know you're kind of thrown in here in a whirlwind.
I agree with Ruth, and we kind of went through the same thing with the school board. It's...
Yeah.
You can't do anything based on longevity or merit or whatever. So I guess you just have to deal with what you have to deal with. But,
right. So that way, that's why I was looking at these other things.
Yeah, there's other ways you can do it.
I guess, did either of you two have any comments? Yeah.
You know, we want to give them as big a raise as we can. I mean, they're great. But you also got to realize we're going to get a deal here in August or whatever about our deal. If it goes up and we keep paying 100% of the insurance, that's a pretty good tip, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever I started, it was $475.
Well, I started at $125, so.
Yeah, but I mean, we've tried to stay with it to really help our employees.
What was the percent increase this year, just for all of us to...
I think we were 10%. I think it was 10.
On health insurance.
The highest one went to 1,100 and something, isn't
it? It's 13.
It's 13.
1311.
Yeah.
So it went from 1198 to 1311.
And I don't foresee it
going down.
No.
It's not going to.
But they're not going to their pocket. They're maybe. Not really.
It's a big benefit.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, you can look at it. It's $15,000.
Person.
Yeah.
It's a non-taxable benefit that you get.
Right.
How you use it is entirely up to you. And I really would like more people to go with the high deductible plans and
use to have that benefit. Yeah.
And understand the benefit that they get from that. But that being said, we can't dictate what people choose as to what they do with their health care. Because I would guess that the folks that do take the full $15,000 in insurance do not utilize it to the benefit of what it could be with these other, and it's just an education thing. That's why the HRA, I'd like to really look at that, because that would be an added thing that we could use those dollars.
Okay.
So I'm an unusual case in the fact that I have Medicare and a supplement policy, but my accountant told me to start a Montana health savings, so I can do that, but I can only put $4,500 in there. So there's money left to the county every year on me, which is great. I mean, I have no problem with that.
But the HRA would fix that.
Would it?
Yes, it would.
So I could have another account?
Well, it wouldn't give that. It would pay your benefit, your other policies.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually.
It level. It will level the playing field on a lot of these because everybody brings a different healthcare needs or insurance things to the table.
When I came back, that it was going to save the county money. I knew that from day one. But there are others. We need to look at the policy that we set because there are others who could be on spouse's insurance. Mm-hmm. That we're keeping them here.
Mm-hmm. That's not the law.
Yes.
The law and is if your employer offers it, you have to take the employer's offering.
Right, and that's what this other will give us some, it gives us some latitude to do. And so, because I know last year when she came, we were all kind of like, oh!
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And on this right here, right now, Scott isn't getting the coroner extra, right?
That's his wage with the coroner.
With the coroner in it. Okay.
So there is a way to bump his up by paying extra for the coroner, which we've not done before, but we can do that.
So on that colorful sheet over on the beginning, if I understand this correctly, it would cost the county an extra $23,072.38 versus a 5% in blue would be the $36,370.
Yep.
Does anybody have thoughts on 3%, 5%, something different?
The counties that we normally, and this is just information, this is not an opinion out here, the counties that we normally compare ourselves to, we are now, instead of being the bottom of the pile, we are now in these four counties, which is Golden Valley, Petroleum, Prairie, and us. We're now at the top of those four.
No, Prairie.
Prairie did something really different last year, and we don't have those numbers. So.
Yeah.
Would they have gone down, though?
No, they went there. Yeah, they went higher.
Golden Valley, Petroleum, Prairie, and what was the fourth one?
Golden Valley, Petroleum, Prairie, and Treasure are the four smallest. And consistently the least wage.
I know. I feel like when I started, we were...
Yeah, really bottom. Yeah.
We've got a few notches.
That, we've come a long way in 8 years since I left. which I think is wonderful. Because it just really makes people be able to make a living.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me,
I get raised, something else goes up, gas rates.
Yeah, definitely.
I personally, I would love to do the 5%, but at the end of the day, I still represent the taxpayers. And so, because I know there's an awful lot of taxpayers that don't get $15,000 in health insurance coverage and struggle to have that and struggle with other things.
Some counties do other health insurance, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I pondered on that because I know there's probably other deals out there. However,
but they already
Exactly.
Budget request.
But we have to be cognizant of where this money comes from.
So then they wouldn't
it's not
still
like
get the
revenue other places. Which we are working very hard to generate revenue other places with all of the grants we've gone and gotten to save it up for the employees. Because for you guys, I mean, the grants Treasure County's gotten, that Gibson Bridge was 300 and some thousand that Treasure County didn't pay anything for. The new road grader was 250,000 Treasure County paid nothing for. We also, the new vehicle before it was wrecked, it was not paid for by the county. It was paid for with grant funding. So I think in the last 6 years, I would imagine Treasure County's taken in probably $1.5 million to $2 million that did not cost the taxpayers anything.
Nice.
Good job,
Lee.
And we're really working to get Pump House Bridge right now. We should hear by the end of the month.
With the grant.
With the grant.
And River Road will be the state.
Yeah, River Road is all state funded.
Okay. But we're at their mercy when it gets done.
Yes.
We'd be at their mercy anyway.
Have you heard anything about that?
Not River Road.
We're not even in the loop now that the DOT has taken it over.
And on the longevity, I would love to be able to give everybody longevity, but I don't know that we can sustain it. If we give it, we got to continue it, and that means we cut somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Supplies, purchase services, whatever have to be cut in order to maintain the longevity. Mm-hmm. That would be.
Do any of the small four have some sort of longevity?
I don't know. Do you?
I'd have to look. I had all that information last year because I really presented that, but I could find out.
I'd just be curious, like how they're gonna. I can see how larger counties are gonna.
Do you know, Julie?
May not, but.
Golden Valley says no on
here. One of them does. So. It'd be interesting to know how they do it. How they sustain it.
No, Terry does not. Because I think the one we got last year showed some of that on there.
Well, and I think.
$500.
I think some of those, how some people did longevity, they did it by percentage. They did a specific rate. And I think most of those counties have like a stair step. And maybe that's where we need to start. But like you said, I think we're just at that cap of like, okay, maybe we could start people a little bit lower and then increase them. But I mean, you can't go much lower. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I think we need some sort of incentive to like thank the people that have been here 10 years, because if they left, not saying that we couldn't function, it would be fine. But they hold knowledge, a lot of knowledge that it would take years to get back. Yeah.
And when somebody's here for 6 months and they're making the same amount as somebody that's been here for 10 or 15 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It disincentivizes the folks that have been here for 15 years.
It does.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So just consideration of something. I think everybody's open to something, but just maybe reward those that have been here for a few years in a way.
And I wonder if that could be done in the form of on the budget side as opposed to the compensation board, like I don't know if it's possible to do some sort of bonus for those who've been here over 5 years.
That's how we did it in New York.
Something like that.
That's a question to McKenzie.
Yeah.
You've got a holiday check for your longevity. Yeah,
there you go.
Before the holidays, if you were here, let's say 10 years, they would give you $500. And if you were here 20 years, you'd get $750.
Sure. And I think the concern is that if we establish that policy, how do we sustain it? So what if we just decided to do it 1 year, and then maybe we'll reevaluate the next if we can. If we can't, we can.
Just kind of leave it open-ended.
A lot of us will allow you to decrease someone's salary.
I know.
So
it's risky, I know.
It's a fine line there to be able to, okay, we don't have the money, you don't get it this time.
No, and unfortunately, at budget time, you don't always know if you're going to have the money or not.
You don't. You don't. It's really weird how this is set up, but this is how you formulate and have grounds. So like if you guys recommend today a 3% raise, that's what I formulate the budget on. So that's when we really go in and crunch numbers. So I know this meeting seems like it's kind of pointless, and it kind of is, but I need a grounds on where to start on the budget, you know, to formulate where we start. So.
We are complying with the statute. It's
yes.
I do have a question on the raise projections. I think it was not the one day before yesterday, but the commissioner meeting before, that you guys were going to go to $1,000 a month instead of something in your budget.
Mm-hmm.
So if you went to, which is, what, like 30%? If you do, when you do the raise projections,
25%.
Are those going to go on the 1,000 or on what you're currently making?
It would be on what we're currently making, because we are not making 1,000. We would
but
like
that's what
to budget.
You would like
That's what I put that in the budget, yes. Because in, if we want to go apples to apples in these other counties.
A lot of times there's a lot of work to be done on $50 a day.
I can tell you the number of meetings I've gone to.
I'm not saying there isn't.
Yeah, absolutely. But like, the number of meetings and things we go to get people to run in this position, it can't be a charitable organization. And that's that's what we're at this point. And so
I'm just, not saying it's
But that would be.
But I would think that if we could fit 5%, the things we do would
absolutely
be justified.
We have to, again, our 1,000, I have to look at that as a taxpayer. Because this all comes from taxpayers as to whether it would even be.
Yeah, may not get it. Got to shoot for the moon if you're going to ask for a raise.
Well, I have a question about, okay, this always gets brought up. Is it sustainable? Is it sustainable? Is it sustainable? Is there any consideration when we start inventing positions and adding positions to whether or not those are sustainable?
Yes, absolutely.
Because we've added positions.
We
you guys can't have a raise, but we can just add another.
Absolutely.
So-and-so here, or we can invent another job over here.
And those would be in reference probably to the maintenance at the fire hall?
That one, yeah.
Yep.
And then the third guy on the road department, that was never a
thing.
And then it was a part-time thing, and now it's a full-time thing.
Well, we're hoping to make it a.
Raises aren't sustainable.
How
is a whole nother position?
Right. Well, the maintenance part, because that was a two-person position forever. And we were just having one maintenance. Actually, we had 2.5 because we were paying somebody at the health clinic. And then we added more hours to Jennifer. And so, and then we added more properties. And so that was just a means to cover the property.
Mm-hmm.
The other.
But it's also a consideration.
Correct? It definitely is a consideration.
These
definitely.
These folks that have been here 10 years and are making what somebody who makes in 6 months.
Yeah, and that's why I like the bonus or, again, hands tied with government as to how you can incentivize workers.
But like a longevity, I can't speak for a worker in here, but I would think foregoing a raise, a blanket raise, and instituting some form of longevity would be more beneficial for your personnel in the long run than just throwing, you know, 3% out or whatever the COLA is for that year.
For sure, and it would be incentive to stay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because this other way, I mean, it's no secret. My son worked for the Department of Defense for 6 years, gave everything while he worked there, and one of the reasons he left is he called it retired in place, because he goes, there's guys here that have been here 15-20 years and they don't care if they get the project done or not. And so I can, and he had gone up to GS-13 to where he saluted when he walked into places, but there was no way he would get more than the other guy that was GS-13 that had been there. And he said, and that's the mentality of it, it's retired in place. You don't, because you can't hardly get, we all know, you can't hardly get eliminated from your position. You cannot be fired from your positions here. It will take an act of God with what the right to work. Yeah, it takes piles and piles of documentation. And so there's no incentive to do a better job, to show up consistently to work, to not take extra days off, to not burn every PTO, to not make everything you go to, and not get the work done, because there's no penalty. There is, and that's government employees, federal to local. And so if there's a way we can do things for our employees and make it better. And that's why, while it looks like we've added positions, when I was elected 6 years ago, this was a skeleton crew. We ran a skeleton crew here. We eliminated to try to trim the budget. And now we have finally gotten, again, through multiple grant opportunities, multiple other things, going for outside resources. We have fixed this budget
and given a lot of sustainability to Treasure County. However, again, I'm never running again, and I have to look at the long term for my kids, my grandkids here, and are they going to have increased, because again, no secret, I see piles of numbers from other communities. Property taxes in other communities would make people here lose their mind. Mm-hmm. Absolutely lose their mind. And I, my 4 years that I have left, I will not raise that. There will be no extra mills. There'll be no Yellowstone County where it's only going to be $200 or on a $200,000 home, it's only going to cost you 10 bucks. But there's seven other things on that that have cost you $10 or $20. So that's why I look at it as a taxpayer and as a commissioner, that I want to find other ways to reward our employees rather than flat raises on this. Because again, as a payroll clerk, I do piles of payroll. Well, 3% or 5% raise sounds like a lot. On that person making the $15 an hour or whatever, it's costing us more for our payroll clerk to calculate all that than they actually get. By the time we take all the tax and everything, you know, on a dollar an hour raise, you really only made 50 cents as the employee. And I mean,
so is, you know, foregoing the raise and establishing some sort of longevity a better option?
Option, yeah.
I mean, like I said, it's just me. I don't have an employee.
I like the 3% and then a longevity. Looking at longevity or bonuses, however we're constrained by the government on what we can do.
Right. I just didn't know for this first year if it would...
Just to maybe try just give an option of the longevity, because I think when I figured it last year, I figured it two separate ways. I think it was like just $14,000. So it was a cheaper route. I would have to pull everything again. I'm just throwing that number out there, but yeah. But I'll do whatever's recommended, because that's what I'm here for.
If we could get something set up that is feasible, mm-hmm. and sustainable, that's going to benefit the folks who have been here the longest and put in the work and everything else, then
yeah.
Just maybe go to the longevity every year instead of the 3 or 5 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you know, and it might say it's 15,000. Okay, yeah. Here's 1% in longevity, or here's, you know, we had a good year. Here's 2%, a 2% raise, and your longevity.
So, right.
You know, it's, I don't know. But I don't know.
Yeah. I think you have to give a certain percent raise. You have to. If our cost of living has gone up. You have to, or you're never going to hire anybody. If you lock that bottom one in,
right.
I mean, you look at our road crew, that their hourly is $21, those other guys, and you consider they have to have a CDL, they have to have all this other things, and they could go to Colstrip and pull in. So what does that get us that's driving our $250,000 road grader? There's one repair on that. That takes away your longevity, let me tell you. One overhaul, one set of tires, there's your $15,000 that we just threw into longevity pay. And so we kind of...
I understood more about the longevity pay.
Right.
I mean,
I like a combination. I think that's a great, like you're suggesting. I like your suggestion.
But doesn't that put so much to the employee here?
So
it's like the sheriff. The sheriff and the undersheriff already.
Yes.
And it makes a difference.
It does. If they stay like 15 years, like it's a big chunk on their wage.
But how much would you put in a year? I mean.
1% is what.
1% of their salary?
Yes. That's what I had figured.
$50,000, it'd be $5,000.
It'd be, no.
No.
It'd be 500. Yeah. 1% on 50.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be $500.
10% is that.
So I was just trying to stay high. I mean, there's some people that do that, but.
I think you need to go with a dollar amount.
Like a specific dollar, like yeah, you get this.
Because then you don't have percents, because percent on percent, math, simple math.
Well, and then when you do it in different. It does, yeah.
Then
had that before.
Does it go in a pool or anything that draws interest or?
No.
No.
It's just.
Because it kept breaking, the higher ones higher.
And the lower ones weren't catching.
And they, some counties do it in separate levels. Some counties, like, you have to be there 5 years and then you get longevity. Some counties, you know, and you do like a 5, 10, 15 year levels. Or they do, if you're here a year, then you start, like sheriffs, it's like 1%. So then the next year he gets 2 years and then 3 years. So essentially, if you've been here 15 years, you will get 15% of the base.
Yeah. So see, that's why.
22 years I've been here, I wouldn't have still dropped very much out of it.
Well, your wage is very low, so it'd be an extra thank you to.
But
for
it's
your
the
time.
Rule of compounding when you use percent.
Yes,
I understand.
And that's why you need to. I feel for budgeting and everything for our taxpayers,
it
should
easier.
Be a dollar amount for X amount per year after so long. Basically, we're doing it with our lifeguards. If they start,
yes,
you put a cap on
those
it.
Gals that retired out of the treasurer's office. I mean,
after 30 years.
I think they built the building.
Yes.
In their time.
Yep.
So.
It costed more to get rid of them than they built the building.
Yeah, I see some of these counties do like a 5 year, then a 6 to 10.
Yep.
Yeah.
How did you figure our hourly rate?
You guys, I budget at 480 hours a month.
Right.
Yes.
So that gives us $19.22 an hour?
Yes.
Which, other than custodial, just puts us at the bottom. Okay. I just needed it in my mind to know how many hours you need.
And I did not put the $1,000 because that was in the budget request.
Yeah,
so I just did the normal. Yes.
Yeah.
Point, I guess, would somebody like to make a motion for a percent and look into longevity more in a dollar amount or formulate
options?
Okay.
I just need to know if you do want options, what you want.
I guess my thought on this discussion is if somebody wanted to make a motion to recommend a 3% raise if valuations come in with enough. And to look into longevity and probably in the dollar amount as opposed to a percentage on that.
And doesn't this motion have to come from your compensation board?
It does.
Because
that's what I'm looking for.
It's
I'm trying
us.
To kind
yeah.
of formulate it on how you might want to word it.
Yellowstone County longevity does $6,800 a year at a 4 year max. So your longevity could only be $27,000 if you're over 4 years, but that's they've changed it because they ended up with the commissioner also got one of them, who was bankrolling, so because he had so many years with the road department before.
And Hernandez
was the same.
I think he was making more than the Supreme Court Justice section.
Wow. With his longevity, he was really hauling it in. And then on his off hours, he was getting $100 a pop to do a wedding. So.
Oh, Petroleum County gives.
They do 500.
Mm-hmm. See, and some like a, and if you do request a dollar amount, or if you want a couple different dollar amounts, please tell me so I can figure that. If you want me to figure anything.
Yeah. And I think that could be looked at as part of the budget.
Process. Yes. Yep.
That was cool.
That's starting today.
What?
Longevity would start today.
I don't think anything is decided.
So how I figured it last year when I presented it, I gave everybody credit for their years of service, is how I started it.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I think it's a legit question. I don't know.
No, that's a great question. Yeah.
Right now, I think it's pretty flexible. We can make it what we want.
Yeah. I think it's fair, yeah, to give everybody their years of service because we have all that in the system. So, yes. Including elected, so... commissioners, if you've been here 22 years, you would get 22 years of credit.
Wow.
Yes.
We're
not
a very good service. So.
Yeah. But I don't think that should matter. I think you should still get your years of service, whether it's a break or not, in my opinion, but that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll probably have to create kind of a whole policy.
Policy for it, yep.
And I don't think we'll have to reinvent the wheel. Is that a cat or a
kid? I don't know. Maybe both? Who knows?
Yes. I guess I would make a motion to consider a 3% raise based on what the valuation has come in at, and to look into either longevity of per so much per year or a bonus at the end of the year.
Are you thinking like a flat rate for everybody? If everybody would get $500 longevity a year? Or
the bonus would be based on longevity.
I think it would just be based on longevity, yeah. 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 So if you've been here 5 years, maybe you get $500. If you've been here 10, 5 to 10, you get $750 or whatever you want to say. Just figure out something there. But look into it. At least look into it.
Yeah.
And see if it's affordable.
So we have a motion. Does anybody want to second that on the board?
I'll second that.
Okay. Wendy moved. Shelley seconded. Any further discussion? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? That will be the recommendation given to the commissioners. FYI.